I was sitting in my living room one afternoon, and I just began to think about the goodness of Jesus. The psalmist David said, when I think of the goodness, I think the problem with most people is we forget where he brought us from. And some of us need to think about this. It's easy to praise God for what he's done, what you know he's done. But it's more powerful to praise him about the things you don't know he did that he did. Come on, touch somebody, tell him he's talking to you now. Because see, that car should have hit you. Don't make me come out there. I said that car should have hit you, but it didn't. A couple of months ago, I boarded a private Learjet and flew to Dallas, Texas with my father and several other men in this church, attorneys and lawyers, bankers, for a meeting. When I got there to the airport, they gave me the wrong plane. And I was upset because the plane I rented flew 15 miles faster than the plane they gave me. So I said, that's not the one I rented. I learned from Dr. Murdoch, get what you pay for. But sometimes God knows things that we don't know. Just sometimes. All the time. And we boarded that airplane and we went to Dallas and we came back. And the next week I was to board the airplane that I originally leased from them to go to New York. And they said to us, well, that plane has gone out and you will not be able to use it. Several hours later, the news came over the television and said that Payne Stewart and several of his companions were in an airplane flying to Dallas, and it went away from the flight pattern and they began to worry about it. And that plane, of course, eventually crashed and they all perished in that plane. And I began to watch it and I began to hear where the plane originally came from. And as we watched the news reports, and I called down to that particular company, it was the very plane we were supposed to be on at that company. And I just sat in my living room and I just told God, I understand that death is an appointed time, but sometimes foolishness can get things into our lives that God never planned to happen. Amen. Because I think sometimes we blame everything on the devil when it's our ignorance that causes some things. You can't play in the rain at 20 degrees and curse the flu the next day that the devil put on your life. Can I get an amen? And I sat in my living room that day at my piano and I just began to talk to God. And I just said this to him. Where would I be? You only know. I'm glad you see through eyes of love a whole case, an empty place, if not for grace. Where would I be? You only know. I'm glad you see through eyes of love a hopeless case, an empty place, if not for grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. I once was lost, but now I'm found. A hopeless case, an empty place, if not for grace, a hopeless place, an empty place, if not for grace. How many could say that tonight? A hopeless case, an empty place, if not for grace.